My wife and I went camping last Friday of last week. Now, we reserved a camping spot, loaded the truck with a tent, air mattress, lantern, chairs, camp stove, and many other things. We enjoyed a nice time, but it wasn't exactly a simple affair. Now, in today's gospel, Jesus sends the 12 out in pairs. They are to take a walking stick and sandals, but they are not to take food, money, even a change of clothes. They are to rely on the providence of God, since they are sent on mission. They were given authority over unclean spirits. Now, their mission was to go to nearby towns to preach repentance and to anoint the sick. From the last sentence in the gospel today, it seems they accomplished their task. They drove out demons, and many of the sick were cured. Now, before Jesus sent the 12 out, he had called them. They spent time with Jesus and were formed by him. Now, Rabbi's disciples basically lived with him. They followed him everywhere. Their goal was to be like the rabbi. They wanted to be so close that the dust from his feet fell on them as they traveled. So they'd been with Jesus for a while now, and he determined that he was ready to send them on a mission. And so they were sent. We see a similar situation in the reading from Amos. Amos is sent as a prophet. That is, one that speaks God's words. It's not necessarily one who foretells the future. It's one who brings God's message to those he's sent to. Now, Amos had been a shepherd and a sycamore tree trimmer, but not a professional prophet, it says. But God called him, and he responded. He went to Israel, and he preached. Now, from the response that Amos got, it seems that often people don't want to hear God's words to them. Now, we are not told how the apostles' response they got to their preaching, but Jesus did warn them that if they were unwelcome, you know, if they weren't welcome, they would to go to the next town and shake the dust off their feet. So it seems there's a definite possibility that they weren't always welcomed either where they arrived. So they went out preaching repentance. How do we understand repentance? The reading from St. Paul's letter to Ephesians gives us some information on that. He starts out that we are blessed in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. Now, what good news is that? That's really great. God wants to bless us. But as they say, wait, there's more. God chose us before the foundation of the world to be holy before him. Just think of that. Before the world was formed, time began, God knew you and desired you to be part of his family. He wants us in his family from the foundation of the world. We have redemption then by the blood of Jesus and the forgiveness of sins. Now, this is where the part from repentance comes in. When we live like we don't belong in God's family, when we sin, we separate ourselves from him. There's such a thing as serious or mortal sin that can break that family bond, that communion with God. And this is especially where the necessity of repentance comes in. We need to repent to be reunited with God in the body of Christ, the church. Now, repent means to turn from sin and to amend one's life. That's what we are called to do. But it can be hard. We each seem to have our own favorite sins. You can think of the seven deadly sins: pride, greed, lust, envy, gluttony, anger, sloth. I know some of these can pop up in my life on a regular basis if I'm not careful. It seems especially these days in a materialistic, wealthy society, it's easy to fall into greed and envy. Keeping these sins at bay is much like trying to keep the dandelions out of your yard. It's an ongoing task requiring constant attention. But as a part of being a member of God's family and living as God calls us to, we are to be holy as God is holy. When we are living as members of God's family, following so closely to the rabbi that the dust from his feet falls on us, then we will be able to hear the request to go on mission. We'll hear it better, and we will be able to respond and to go when God asks us, and to speak the words that God gives us. Are you ready to hear God, who loved you before the world was formed, call you to speak for him? Or is there something in your life requiring repentance? The sacrament of reconciliation is available as a means of repentance to restore us fully to the family of God.